Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan, and 105.1 FM in Richmond. And you can listen to us with the Odyssey app wherever you are. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, Fischl Heating, and Cooling Company of the Junks, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bishcake, CB, and JP. Joining us right now is the head coach of the Washington Capitals, Spencer Carberry, brought to you by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit cfaortho.com.
Coach Carbs, good morning.
Morning, guys.
We know that you've already processed the loss to the Jets, put that behind you, on to the Oilers today. But let the casual hockey fan listeners know out there how good that Winnipeg squad actually is. Second most points in the West. They've only dropped 8 games in regulation at Canada Life Center, their home rink. I mean, this is a team that can make a deep run in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah, I agree. That was our first look at them, and they're the real deal. You can see why they've been so good this year, especially in their building. Their building's real tough to play, and they've added a couple really quality forwards in Tyler Toffoli and Sean Monahan to that group at the deadline. So you can tell. And their goaltending is phenomenal. You could argue he's as good as anybody. I know a lot of people talk about Shesterkin and some of the Russian goalies that have done – really well, but Hellebuck's been a model of consistency and his save percentage and what he's been able to do. He's as good as there is out there. They are no joke in the Western Conference, without a doubt.
So TJ Oshie makes his return in that Winnipeg game, played 16-plus minutes. Great to see him back after that scary-looking injury a few weeks ago against Tampa. How did you think he held up? And he's got a big milestone coming up. He's just 3 games away from playing in his 1,000th career NHL game. Less than 400 people have ever reached that number, dating back 107 years. So, big one coming up for TJ.
Yeah, it was good to get him back in game action. I think that was the main sort of hurdle to get out of that game and be able to feel good physically through it. It was a really tough game for him to play in, just because, you know, we were on our heels and Winnipeg controlled majority of the play. So from a actual tactical X's and O's, how his shifts look, I sort of throw that out the window. It was more about him. How did he feel physically? Did he feel like he was explosive? Did he feel like he was pain-free? And all of that checked out great. So really good sign. And for him to, again, play tonight against Edmonton, and as he inches closer to that, like you said, that big number.
I was reading that in the last game you changed lines, kind of the line combinations, midway through the second period. And being a casual hockey fan, I didn't really think about it. How often do you do that where you'll change the lines midway through the game?
Usually you'll do it, or I will do it, if I'm trying to. There's two scenarios. Sometimes when something, you might be playing really well, and one player, for whatever reason, is either A, playing really, really well, and you want to give him some opportunity to play potentially with better players, mm-hmm. or B, someone that's really struggling inside of your group that now you may need to, okay, I've got to make a change here because this guy, it's not his night. We're playing well as a team. So there's one scenario, sort of individually based. But the other, last game was more the other times that, that I'll use it a lot is to try to find a spark for our group to change something up, because you can feel when a game's not going your way, you've got to find a way as a coach to change momentum. Sometimes that's barking at them, getting them fired up, you know, give them some verbal cues in a, in maybe an animated way. And another way to do it is catch their attention with moving some lines around. So now all of a sudden you're playing with different line mates, and now you got to, you know, pay attention to who you're up with, who am I playing with. And sometimes that gets a little bit of, you know, jump, like you saw, went back with Stromer and Miro. So my objective there is get him with Miro, you know, Countryman, maybe he gets a little bit excited. Miro was playing well, so I thought if he could get with them, and they played well, like they had some really good shifts together. We'll see what we do tonight, but that's the objective of what I'm trying to get done in those moments.
Going back a few games, it was really fun to see Miro pot his first NHL goal, and I think you touched on it. Like he didn't seem like he knew how to react. You saw Ovi give him the face wash on the bench. I mean, just a great scene for a guy who's, you know, obviously been through the Hodgkin's lymphoma, you know, battled a lot of adversity. Really fun to see him get on the board and score that first NHL goal.
Yeah, I was so happy for him and so proud. 20 years old, and to accomplish that against the Pittsburgh Penguins, and he, you could just see, and I talked to him as his parents were able to watch, and I guess his dad like saw it, you know, a couple minutes after, and his aunt called and said, "Miro score." It just is those moments are, as a coach, you just can't make that stuff up. It's like you just get, because you can think about what Miro's been through and, being a minor hockey player and growing up and just wanting to play in the NHL, and then all the work and sacrifice from his parents and everything that he's gone through to play in the NHL and score his first goal. What an incredible moment. And to do it there, his lifelong idol, and is right there next to him. That we'll be watching that in 20 years of that moment.
Talking to the head coach of the Washington Capitals, Spencer Carberry. So you've had a couple key players out, Nick Dowd, Martin Ferravari. Where are we out? Are they going to be playing soon, if not tonight?
Yeah, we're hoping tonight. We'll see how this morning goes, but we're hoping tonight. So that'll give us a good shot in the arm, because we've results-wise, we've been doing okay and finding ways to win some games here. Those guys are really good players for us and important players for us. So anytime that Dowder and Marty, we can get them back is welcomed help to the group.
Coach, it was nice to see Ovi obviously having his teammates back, as he was asked about how the Caps are going to handle a high-powered Edmonton offense featuring Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. Ovi said, "Look, we got Connor McMichael and Hendrix LaPierre, so we're good."
Yeah.
And Lappy is in the midst of, I don't have to tell you this, full-blown heater with 5 goals in his last 7 games.
Yeah. I mean, it was a great sort of, because when you come up to Canada, it's different, right? The media up here is, there's just way more volume. There's way more stuff going on. So that they're always asking, sometimes they ask some different questions and want your opinion, Obi's opinion on their team, which is a little bit odd, right? And so O has some fun with it. It's not odd questions, but they want to know, like, what do you think of Connor McDavid? What do you think he's the next? Like, they ask questions like that because they want to know for their own media, and O has some fun with it. So that I did catch that on social media. Thought it was fun.
So, Coach, I know you don't like to talk about standings. You just take one game at a time, but I'm just kind of looking, glancing at the standings now. So
Yep. Correct
me if I'm wrong, but the 72 points that Detroit and the Isles have now, that's the target, or that would be the tie for the last playoff spot, correct?
Yeah. Okay. So either that second wild card, and then you know, sort of further out is a little bit is that third place in the Metro, which I believe Philly's a little bit further ahead.
They've got 76 points, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And I don't know the games in hand in that, but we're continuing to fight. We're staying in this thing, and I don't think we'll do anything different.
Well, you've got a game in hand with the Isles, and you've got two on the Red Wings. The Red Wings have lost six straight. All right, so they're struggling right now. And then with the Flyers, you've got three. So
yeah, but they didn't struggle the last time they played the Caps.
Who are you talking about?
The Red Wings.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying they've lost six straight. So.
Yeah, but if you look at – I'm seeing this on Japer's Ring. If you look at the remaining schedule, the Caps have the toughest schedule.
I know. He talked about that.
Yeah. It's a gauntlet. Like, we know and we're trying to stay in the moment here. But, we just got to grind for points and find a way tonight against a really good hockey team on the road. It's going to be no different. A really difficult back-to-back in Seattle against the rest of the team. And then Vancouver, like, it's not going to get any easier, but we're just trying to say, how can we get points tonight and play well, more importantly, and get our game. Like, that's the most important. If we get our game to a good spot tonight for 2.5 hours, for 60 minutes, give ourselves a chance.
Are you surprised at how the Oilers turned it around after they stubbed their toe at the beginning of the season? 5-12-1 out of the gates. I was looking at them early, like, what's going on with them? What, you know, they weren't scoring. They're just dropping games.
And they won 16
since
in a row.
Since that point, 34-9-2. I mean, that's quite a turnaround.
Yeah. Since they played us, that game in our building, right. I think they've got the best record in the NHL. I'll be honest with you. I'm not surprised because there's two things. At the beginning of the year, even though they weren't winning games, which, you know, you got to find ways to win games, their analytics, like their underlying numbers, were still really, really good. They just couldn't finish. They couldn't score. They were sort of like us at the beginning of the year where you were just like, how is this puck not going in constantly? So they had that, and then their goaltending really struggled. So when you have a combination of you're not finishing on your chances, even though you're carrying the play, everything looks good, and you're not getting saves, I mean, that's a kiss of death in the National Hockey League to win games and get points. So it's not... it's not surprising to me. They always were controlling play and generating a ton of offense and ozone time and all that stuff that they do at such a high level.
In your opinion, who's the best team in the league right now? In your opinion. I mean, Florida has the most points, but do you think they're the best team?
Yeah. Oh.
That put you on the spot. Sorry, Coach.
You did. Gosh, there's a lot of good team. I mean, that's tough. Winnipeg, I really liked their team. Florida is obviously, and we've seen them a lot, right? Like we've got a firsthand look at them. I think Florida is a really, really difficult team to play against, and I think come playoff time too, they're going to be a handful because of the style of play. And you can see, and it's a little bit of unfair because I saw them last year in the second round. And know how their style of play will translate to playoff hockey, and I felt that firsthand. Mm-hmm. So, they're a good hockey team.
Coach, I'll give you a layup follow-up to Jason's question. Who's the best team in the AHL right now?
That's easy. That's easy. Hershey Bears, baby.
42-11, 13 points clear of the Providence Bruins. I mean, the Caps AHL affiliate killing it right now. So props to them.
Yeah.
I've forgotten
maybe you can fly them out to Edmonton.
I've forgotten when we first had Coach on, I remember he had talked about going to Hershey Park with his kids and stuff. What was your favorite ride there?
Oh, okay. So there's this one ride. So there's the new one. Candemonium, which is really good because it's smooth, it's brand new, but the one I like is called the Storm Runner. Do you know it?
Yeah, sure. It's the one where it doesn't have the hill taking you up, right? You start flat, and then
thinking,
it shoots you right into the loop, correct, to start the roller coaster?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one. Solid.
So you start, and then it takes you whatever, call it 20 feet, and then you stop, and you're just sitting there for like maybe a 30 count, and you're just waiting for it, and then all of a sudden it just shoots you out into a full loop. Oh. And I like that one because the anticipation, you're sitting there just waiting for it, and then you're just right into the meat of the ride. Like, that's my favorite.
It's like a rocket.
Yep. No scaredy cats allowed. Nope. Got to have some bravery to get on that thing.
All right, Coach. Best of luck tonight.
Okay, thank you, guys. Have
a great
day.
Yeah. All right,
best of luck,
Spencer
Carberry. Get those 2 points
at Edmonton. Centers for Advanced Orthopedics is brought to you by them. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAortho.com. What is it tonight, Jason?
Must win.
Biggest game of the year.
He says it every game.
It's the Edmonton Oilers who are, you were talking about Winnipeg at home. Edmonton's 20-8. I'm sorry. Yeah, Edmonton's 20-8 at home.
Actually, this is the BWOTY, biggest week of the year, because it's 4 games in 6 nights.
Yeah.
All on the road.
And he described it as a gauntlet.
As a gauntlet.
It's not good.
It's an apt description.
Coming up at 9:45, your chance to win Wizards tickets. We also have tickets to Wolf Trap, but next we open up EB's entertainment page here on The Junkie.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Time now for EB's entertainment page.
All right, boys, the entertainment page brought to you by, driven to you by BMW of Fairfax. Cakes, you have to read.
I have to read.
I got it. Relax.
It's like it takes you by surprise every time.
Well, it's not used to, 20 years, I don't always do the reads. Driven to you by BMW Fairfax. Electric vehicles are all the rage. And my guy, Mike Walker's doubling down by doubling your EV credit. If the rebate's $7,500, that means $15,000 in savings. If it's $9,900, my guy Mike is just going to round it up to $20,000. Find out more information at BMWFairfax.com. I'm a little distracted because I'm reading these quotes and a bunch of articles about Shannon Sharpe and his Cat Williams interview. And I remember it made waves and he kind of took shots at Kevin Hart and other comedians. And it was a very controversial interview. I had no idea it had done 61 million views, though, on YouTube.
Seems like a lot.
Shannon Sharpe says he's made more money off that interview on YouTube than any one year in the NFL.
Wow.
And his highest now.
I thought he said over his entire career, so no. It's just over any one
so
year.
So he signed his biggest check, $5 million, with the Ravens.
He's made
okay?
$10 million off that one interview?
Well, he didn't say double. He just said he made more than he did in any one year. He kind of prefaced it. He started it by saying, he said, whatever you think I made 3x it. So if you think I made 500,000, 3x it. If you think I made a million, 3x it. If you think I made 2 million, 3x it.
What a flex.
So, I mean, he made 6, 7, 8, 9, something like that.
I know this.
61 million views.
The show that he did with Skip Bayless, Undisputed, is still on. He killed off that show. Like, the ratings have tanked. Oh, yeah. Turns out, Skip Bayless thought he would be fine without Shannon Sharp. Turns out a lot of viewers
like Shannon Sharp.
And
are they going to bring Paul Pierce? Is that the next guy that they're
bringing in Paul Pierce for NBA season? But
they're
it's down
away
to like
the poker table. That dude 50,000
poker, doesn't he?
It's down to like 50,000 viewers for a national show.
That's all
not
they're
good.
Getting.
Yes.
Wow.
And Craig Carton's show is not that different. But apparently,
still getting paid. Still getting paid a lot of money.
Craig Carton's show, you said?
Apparently, the Craig Carton show and the Bayless show in the morning don't get numbers. The shows that they have after that, with Nick Wright, I don't know the name of that show, and the other show with like Acho, I don't know which Acho.
Yeah,
those ones get good ratings.
I'm a Carton guy since he said nice things.
I'm squarely in the Carton corner.
Russell, yeah, I'm a big Carton guy.
Yep.
I don't even know what network Carton's on at this point, though.
Yeah, it's all the same thing. Same thing. Fox.
What was the controversy with, and I just saw a headline, with Stephen A. Smith and Pat McAfee?
It never came out. They were apparently had some argument. McAfee called him an MF-er or something like that. But
they had an argument on the...
No, off air.
Off air.
Just reported.
And then I think Stephen A. won't have Pat on his show anymore.
Was this recent? This happened like this past week?
I guess about a week ago.
I think Pat McAfee's going to be okay, right?
Yeah. I think that came out that's untrue,
too. By the
way,
quick side note on McAfee.
What's untrue?
Did you know that he owes...
That Stephen A. Smith won't have McAfee on the
show. He owes his entire existence. It all comes back to poker. To poker. Because when he had a scholarship in hand to Kent State, I believe.
Who's this? McAfee.
It's McAfee.
All right.
And he wanted to go to a kicking camp, like in Florida.
Right.
It cost $1,500. He already had the scholarship to Kent State. And his dad was like, why do you need $1,500? You already have a scholarship. He's like, well, I want to go get scouted by bigger schools. So he couldn't ask his parents because they didn't have a lot of money.
So he went to play poker to run
went
it
to
up?
Went play poker, hit a big hand, made like $1,400, got the extra $100 from his dad to pay for the trip, goes to Florida, gets scouted by West Virginia, signs with West Virginia, and that basically changed his life because if he kicked at Kent State, nobody's going to know who he is. Higher profile at West Virginia, gets him noticed, gets him in the NFL. He owes his whole life to poker.
Mm.
Pat McAfee.
You could kind of make that argument.
Pretty much does.
Because if he goes to Kent State, probably not going to get the attention.
You're not going to know who he is.
Yeah.
He never becomes who he is.
It's amazing that's what Cakes retains from Pat McAfee.
That's what, I mean, I saw the clip where he was basically saying,
I like the anecdote, owe my life to
winning a huge poker hand.
Jason, what is the update on Blake Prohl? You know, I'm a Blake Prohl guy. He's just kind of blowing you off after initially saying he would do it.
If you're a Prohl guy, wouldn't you have the update?
No, but he's the one that was working the connection.
I'm a Ricky Prohl guy.
He was like talking to his buddy as an ECU coach.
All right, here's the situation.
Yeah.
I texted Blake Prohl.
Yeah.
And I told him.
Right.
I actually left a voicemail, too.
Right.
Because my buddy said, leave him a voicemail and then text him. So I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hadn't heard from him. So I texted my buddy, who used to coach him at ECU.
Here's what Blake's telling you.
Shut up. Mm-hmm.
And he said he's going to reach out to him again, but he thinks he's probably just got a lot going on with the show.
Yeah, he's just overwhelmed.
The show.
A lot of requests.
Yeah. He's probably rehearsing.
I know, but here's the thing.
Sing.
When my buddy originally asked Blake, do you want to do the show? He said yes.
He was just being nice to him, though.
Maybe. But he should have told his buddy, I can't do it.
What is his pops, Ricky Prohl? What does his post-career NFL look like?
He has a camp. He does a camp. He lives in Charlotte. And, he's got
Did Blake Prohl ever actually make the active roster, or was he just a practice squad
I think he
guy?
Was a practice squad with Vikings, I think.
Yeah.
I'm still working on it.
Yeah. All right.
Still working on it, bro.
Bitter, this stupid ad blocker keeps coming up. Usually if you wait like 10 seconds and you refresh, it'll go away.
Cakes, he was, though, a wide receivers coach for the St. Louis Battlehawks.
Mm, very good.
As recently as 2 years ago.
So how awkward would this conversation be? Charlie Sheen and I guess his ex-wife, ex-girlfriend, whatever the hell she is, Denise Richards, gave their blessing to their daughter, Sammy Sheen, to release her first boy-girl collaboration on OnlyFans.
Oh.
And they gave her the blessing to
newsflash.
Basically become a sex worker.
What's her name? Sammy Sheen?
Sammy Sheen.
I'm going to hang out with these two smoking hotties.
Sammy Sheen.
We're all blessed.
She apparently did it with a TikTok star, Aiden David. No idea who that is.
Oh, we must speak of the Vatican assassins, yes.
I don't know if they, like, went, I guess they did the whole enchilada?
Yeah, Drab will have a report for us tomorrow. Yeah,
Drab, you have a report?
We'll have a review. If he can get past all the orange and brown noise going on in his bedroom.
Yeah.
Right.
It's actually white noise, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
I do know what you mean.
I was watching that that golf influencer the other day.
Who's that?
Remember I told you she had no OnlyFans?
What was her name? Was it
Grace Chiris or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, she's been doing OnlyFans for like a couple years, I think. She just sits in there. She just sits in like her couch or whatever, and she tries on different bikinis for people, and they give her money. And then she shows her butt cheeks and puts on another one
right.
and shows her cheeks.
Right.
Are you subscribed to an OnlyFans?
Of course not. Of course not.
Well, how are you finding all this content?
You just type it in. And it comes up.
Just type it in.
Literally. Yeah. You think I would subscribe to it?
It sounds like you are.
No, I just typed in Grace Cheris OnlyFans and boom.
You could probably write it off as a business expense on your taxes.
I don't write off.
I'll say this. The YouTubers... OnlyFans people, they've taken over everything. The front row at the UFC 299 fight in Miami.
It was all OnlyFans.
Well, I would say all. I mean, like Nick Bosa was there and Joe Burrow was there. Trump was there. Mm-hmm. But then there was a section which was Logan Paul, Mr. Beast. And then I still don't know the guy's name. My friend was talking to Dylan about he will try everything or somebody that tries everything.
Well, there's Steve Will Do It. Is that the
or maybe
guy?
That's it. Steve Will Do It.
I've never heard of Steve Will Try Everything.
I know exactly who Steve Will Do It is, but I'm kind of a Nelk Boys like fanboy, so I kind of know.
Yeah, I don't know the Nelk Boys either. Do you know them, Jason?
No idea.
Do you know Steve Will Do It?
The Nelk Boys?
The Nelk Boys. They do the guys who do the Full Send podcast. Have you not seen that?
Nope.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, Nelk Boys. They started as a prank show.
I'm Full Send podcast, whatever that is.
Yeah.
They started as a prank show on YouTube, and then they kind of branched off into podcasting, and then they also started Happy Dead, which is a seltzer company that's kind of blown up. That's where they're making a lot of their money now.
I think my kid was saying maybe it was Steve Will Do It or one of these guys was going to be a billionaire. I'd never heard of him. Might be that guy, the Nelk Boy guy.
But they're making a boatload of cash.
Again, Jason,
yeah.
There's room for you and I on the spaceship to blast us off to a different planet. Because I don't think we belong here.
You literally are speaking a different language
I don't think we
when you do.
Yeah, but
like the Full Send guys, they'll interview like John Daly or Mike Tyson.
No, I'm
or
sure they are. I just don't know who these people are.
Yeah, I know.
You're all into those podcasts, and I couldn't care less about them.
Yeah,
this is the way I am. We're just different.
Hey, but those are the celebrities nowadays, is my point.
I know.
They're as big a celebrities
Jason,
as the ones that we consider celebrities.
Do you know how to grow potatoes on Mars like Matt Damon? Because if you do, maybe you can blast
might have
off
to, right.
together.
Don't worry. You're going to be dead soon anyway. I mean, relatively speaking.
Yeah,
I mean, you know.
Probably
how,
right.
Yeah, I mean.
I know. The sand is going through the hourglass. I understand how this works.
I mean, best 2/3 of your life already over. I mean, you know.
Definitely.
Keep reminding us.
Yeah. Academy Awards, they actually had a rise in their audience, Cakes. They drew 19.5 million viewers on ABC Sunday night, so there seemed to be some renewed interest in it. I think I'm actually going the other way. I'm less interested than I've ever been in any of the world.
Well, because we never see the movies.
I think a lot of people saw this year's movies that were...
Well, maybe those people, but you and I don't see those movies.
Yeah,
I saw
but it's
one.
Not even movie, but like Grammys, Oscars,
I saw one
of
the
of
ten.
Them. And it's amount even of
though
all
I'm
of
sure
I didn't even watch any of the red carpet this year.
That is shocking.
I actually, you know what's funny is I saw like only saw 2 minutes, and it was I believe it was Julianne Hough interviewing somebody, interviewing Paul Giamatti. That's all I saw.
Hmm. Well, apparently, since a lot of people saw the movies that were up for Oscars, it was an hour ahead of schedule. I think they started at
7, which I thought was
yeah, because usually it goes so late.
Yeah, so they started it early.
That was
and
a smart move.
That combination, people are saying, is why there was an increase.
But keep starting NFL games Thursday nights at 8:25 or 8:30.
Right.
You should be starting them at 7.
No, it says it was also the daylight savings time. People weren't as tired.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know.
On the opposite end, I saw that the ratings for your API final round, off a cliff.
It's a shame, too.
30%.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess it was a runaway, but there were big names. The big names.
Big name, and Chef's the number one player in the world. And yeah. He's running away with
it. Hey, you were propping up the ratings. You were keeping them just at losing 30%.
No, I said, I
kept it up.
Yeah, right. No, I said, I don't care about the ratings because I don't care about the. I'm still going to watch it.
Right.
And I'm going to watch the Players' Championship this week, and you'll watch Zippy.
You are correct on all of those counts.
Last but not least, Sharon Stone, I don't know why she's bringing this up, but she's saying again that she was urged to sleep with Billy Baldwin back in 1993.
When they did Sliver?
When they did their terrible movie Sliver. Sliver was a big bomb, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Nobody saw it.
Kind of hot, though.
You didn't see it?
I remember Sliver scenes.
Horny JP saw it in the early 90s.
Was there like a hot, there was there was hot scenes?
Yeah, that was the peak of Sharon Stone. Like, she did Basic Instinct.
Yeah.
And then she did Sliver.
That's
and she would
did
get naked.
Casino, too. Hot.
Yes.
She says that the producer was Robert Evans, and he was
set on
Billy Baldwin being the co-star, and if she would just have sex with him, it would improve their sexual chemistry and save the movie.
That's quite an approach.
I guess he rebuffed her, and he issued a statement saying, why is Sharon Stone still talking about me all these years later?
Hold on, Billy Baldwin turned down Sharon Stone in the early 90s?
Yes.
Was he Superman?
I mean, she was sexual napalm back then.
Yeah, that was the peak of her powers.
What's Billy Baldwin doing?
He says, does she still have a crush on me, or is she still hurt after all these years because I shunned her advances?
You know what that tells me? He was just slaying everything.
EB, see if there's a filter. 90s. Just put Sliver scene. I bet something silly will come up.
I mean,
it's burned into JP's memory.
Like, was there a certain, like, was it like, are they in the bed? Or are they like in a library or a bathroom? Or
I remember there's a scene. I think there's
Sliver scene.
I think there's a scene where he gets off an elevator and she's all steamed up.
Yeah.
And like she's rebuffing him.
Mm-hmm.
And then she shows up and he's like waiting for her. Yeah,
I won't go. I won't put that in my YouTube search.
Hey, let me tell you about the champions of the world, Cakes. The champions of the world, Argentina and Messi. They're making their way to Philadelphia. Argentina is going to be matched up against El Salvador in preparation for the Copa America. Friday, March 22nd, 8 p.m. at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. El Salvador, in their preparation match to the World Cup, will face Messi's national team, who is number one in the world ranking. Tickets are now on sale at Ticketmaster. Argentina versus El Salvador on Friday, March 22nd at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As we said earlier, we would give you a chance to win some Wizards tickets at 9:45. Well, caller number 10, we will hook you with 2 tickets to go see the Wizards on Tuesday, March 19th at Capital One Arena.
They take on the Houston Rockets. It is MS Awareness Night presented by MedStar Health, and the team was going to be highlighting MedStar Health medical professionals, the effects of MS, and how to support those fighting the disease. For tickets and the complete Wizards schedule, visit thefandc.com. So all you have to do is be caller 10 at 800-636-1067.
You know, I admit that I smashed into the wall a couple years ago. It's just, you know, I went from an 8 to like a 4, maybe a 3. And I
cut in half, maybe more.
Smashed into it. And then I go by the mirror now, and I just desperately need a haircut. But because I gave Valdez my last $20 or whatever, yeah. I don't feel like going to the ATM. I'm too lazy. I'm growing out a friggin' mullet. I don't know what to do. It's got to go to the
Quit
ATM.
Being lazy.
Yeah, at some point, you got to go to the ATM, get some cash.
Do you go to the ATM? Like, when was the last time? Do you go to ATMs regularly?
I don't have an ATM card. I have not had an ATM card for about a decade.
So how do you get cash?
I either go into the bank or I go to MGM.
He's not the person to ask. I go to the ATM multiple times per week.
How about you go to a barbershop with an ATM? The barbershop I go to?
No. My guy's cash only.
Has an ATM right there? Yeah, it's cash only place.
No, he doesn't have ATM. This thing is a rinky-dink operation.
I just can't believe that people actually go to ATMs inside MGM National Harbor.
Oh.
Because they're getting banged for a big service fee.
Well, I've done it. You get felted at the poker table. You walk.
What do you
over
think it is? $4 or $5?
Probably more than that.
No, you always bring enough.
Gotta have extra bullets in your pocket.
But sometimes,
you know. Yeah, no.
What?
I just like he goes. Probably more.
Yeah.
Than
how
that.
Would I know? I mean, I don't know.
What are you asking, Jason? How much the fee is? $5.
You're probably right, but I like. Case is ripping the fees,
the
and then he goes. But I don't even know. What it is.
By the way, I've never been to an ATM in a casino.
I haven't either.
That's
because you bring a huge wad.
Yeah, you bring 20K.
You can't get felted at the poker table, make the walk of shame.
I've done it before.
Go down and get $500 out, get charged an outrageous fee, and then come back. You look a loser.
For $5, it's fine. Listen, when you're a kid and you withdraw $20 at a time from an ATM, and if it was like $2 for a fee, you'd be better because it. But if when you're at an MGM, you're withdrawing like $300, $400, $500.
Yeah, you're going big.
It doesn't matter. Like $5 is nothing.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to put it in perspective, Cakes. You're still operating like it's 1988.
I don't
you're
like
withdrawing
paying
$20.
ATM fees. I don't like to do it. I'm not a fan.
I can't believe he doesn't go to an ATM. You don't have
if
a
I need
ATM
cash,
card.
I either walk into the bank or I have done this old school.
So you don't have a debit card.
Drive through.
You just have a credit card.
Credit cards.
A debit card, but I never use it because my head's on a swivel in those ATMs now. I just feel like a sitting duck. I feel like people are watching me. Yeah.
Maybe. They could be. I don't know.
Yeah. Because you're literally just withdrawing cash.
In my car.
You're just sitting duck.
Well, you got to look around you before you actually put it in.
I always do, but I'm just saying I don't like doing it.
I get a false sense of security that the bank that I frequent in the O-Town, there's a police substation 75 feet away.
That's probably helpful.
Now, isn't there a police station just down the street from us here and all kinds of stuff goes down?
There is, right over there.
You're equating where I live to Southeast D.C.?
I'm just...
There it is. Next week. I've been busy this week. You want cash? I have cash. I'll give you cash.
No, because then I have to pay you back.
All right. Well, just I owe you.
I'll have to get it again.
You can Venmo
then I have
him.
To get it in.
I owe you. Yeah.
I just hate getting.
Here, I'm giving you cash right now.
No.
I'm giving you cash. I'm giving you cash.
I don't want it because I don't.
I'm giving it to you.
I don't want to.
I'm giving it to you.
I don't want it. I don't want to owe anybody.
I'm not giving you jack because I don't have cash.
But my hair is getting outrageous.
You shave though yourself here sometimes. Like he was walking out in the hallway, limping around, shaving himself.
I mean, he's only shaving like the bottom part of his.
Why don't you just go the route of getting your own razor with a guard and just give yourself a 2 all the way around?
That cutting his own hair?
That would look hurt. That would look like everybody went their COVID haircuts. You know, everyone looked terrible.
You wear a hat all the time anyway.
I know, but not if I go to church or if I go out to dinner and I'm not wearing a hat.
Take the hat off real quick.
No.
Yeah, let me see. Yeah, come on, let me
see. You want to see how bad it is.
Poking through the back.
Yeah, it's a little thick back there, but.
No, it's very bushy in the back. I need to get a shave back here. It's just.
Remember your mullet face?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I have a mullet.
No, your real mullet face.
No, I know. It's like one, like that from like 2-3 years ago.
That was your all-time worst look. It was your lax bro.
Yeah,
haircut.
Yeah, lax bro.
No, it wasn't lax bro. Yeah. It was. It made me feel young, though. It made me feel young. It honestly did. Because even though it was gray,
it was so silver.
You look like Merlin. How could you?
Merlin. I don't know the reference.
An old wizard
magic.
With a long ass beard.
Never heard of Merlin magic wizard?
Don't really know the reference.
Doesn't get it.
I don't. I'm sorry.
Well, you go to your ATM and go get your hair cut today. Stop complaining.
Well, that'll never happen.
He's wearing powdered wigs.
Yeah. Real quick, shout out to Jim Van Stone from Monumental.
He got you parking.
He got me parking.
Saved you $30. Can you give me that $30 so I can use it for my haircut?
Save me at least $30.
What's the deal? You need cash?
No, because then I don't want to pay you back.
I've been trying to get
I don't want to pay you back because then I'm going to have to get the cash still.
I got cash. Guess who gave it to me? Valdez.
Jason, I need you to tell the audience how much you love digital tickets. The floor is yours.
Oh, man, it took forever to get these things downloaded.
He still didn't move it to his wallet.
I don't want it to my... Cause no guy,
do you have anything in your Google wallet?
I have to have a Google account. I don't know what my Google password is. I don't want to say, all right, reset password.
Isn't that like the most common one, though? Like everyone has a Gmail?
I have Gmail, but...
Don't you know the password?
No.
Yeah.
I don't.
You know how easy it is to get a new password sent to you?
It takes forever. It takes
5 seconds.
You got to go in there.
Let's be real. You probably use the same password for everything. Yeah. So you just guess Google.
But I think my Gmail password is different. I'm pretty sure it is. But I can't remember what it is.
It's probably Luca123.
No, no. I'm a pain in the ass.
His dog.
No. I'd name them after college basketball coaches.
Bayheim123.
My passwords are college basketball.
Patino.
Why would you say that? Do you really want to say that? I mean, I'm sure you had numbers and exclamation points. But
come on. There's been 5,000 college
coaches. Coach L1067.
Larinaga.
There you go. That's what it is.
Well, you've narrowed it down all for right. sure.
Yeah.
Your password is Chris Caputo 1067.
Man, you know what? And CC's my boy, but right. Man, what a tough,
rough season.
You lost 15 of last 16.
It's not great.
They started out okay, right?
Started out great. They
were
11-1.
My Revs gear.
They were 11 or 12.
Actually, did get some. That's my bad.
Did they have injuries?
Yeah, we did get some.
Yeah, had a couple injuries, but man, it's just once I got into conference play, I just went
so. Who are you seeing today? First game,
Hokies.
Oh, you got your Hokies.
Florida State, 12 o'clock game.
Very nice. Well, have a good time.
Thank you, sir.
For Bish Bucks, Cakes, EB, I'm JP. We will see you coming up tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next, right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.